Hey, what's up, everybody? My name is David E.J. Berger. You can find me at Carl Jr. on Twitter. And you are now listening to Training Camp Dialed In. I'm bringing you the best of the day's news from the 2019 NFL training camps. And most days, not all days, but most days, I'll be featuring phone calls with writers and reporters from the actual sidelines of camp. There's a reason there's a phone in the pod logo, folks. I'll be getting their first-hand accounts of the action from a fantasy perspective. This is the place to be all August long, as I'll be bringing you 3 to 4 shows per week filled with fantasy football knowledge that's going to help you win your leagues this season. So you need to subscribe on iTunes, Stitcher, or Podbean. This is season 2, people. We did this all last August. We're doing it all this August. So stick around. Let's have some fun. And we are back. Presented, as always, by Dynasty Happy Hour. And you're going to want to check out the other sister podcast on this feed, Devi Happy Hour. College football has kicked off. Week 0 has happened. Miami tight end Brevin Jordan is already a name on my Devi radar. Last year at this time, there were two other guys just like that who are now making waves in 2019 NFL training camps and preseason. I'm talking about JJ, don't call me Arcega, Arthega Whiteside, and of course, Mr. Miles Sanders. And to get the real deal scoop on these guys, plus the whole Philadelphia Eagles roster, I've dialed up Gale Saunders. He's one of the co-hosts on the 4th and John podcast for NBC Sports Philadelphia. It's the premier destination for Philadelphia Eagles content. You can also find his work as an editor and manager for the 4thandjohn.com website. He's a former draft writer for NBC's Roto World. I think you know what that is. You can find him at Eagles Sessions on Twitter. There's literally no better Eagles expert in media. He's about to deliver the definitive guide to the 2019 Philadelphia Eagles. So what are we waiting for? Let's bring him on. Ladies and gentlemen, Gale Saunders.
It's Gale.
Gale, how are you?
Hey, is this David?
Yes, it is. Thanks for taking my call.
Hey, no problem, man. I'm ready to talk these birds, you know?
Awesome. So am I. Well, why don't we hop right in? There's a lot to talk about, so let's get right to it. Last year, the Eagles season mimicked the Super Bowl season in that quarterback Nick Foles came in at the end to fill in for a banged-up Carson Wentz. Not only that, but the team offense compiled a near-identical amount of yards with 5,845 in 2018 compared to 5,852 in 2017. But there were some key differences. No Super Bowl, obviously, which meant a lot less to celebrate in the streets, and also there were a lot less points, dropping from 457 in 2017 to 367 in 2018, going from the third highest scoring offense to the 18th in the process. From what you've seen at camp and now preseason, what are head coach Doug Peterson and offensive coordinator Mike Groh doing differently this year in terms of scheme and formations that's going to see the Eagles soar into the end zone in real life and for fantasy this season?
Well, I think, like, if you're looking back to last year and the year prior, like the Super Bowl run, you know, you were looking at a team that was like number 2 in scoring points in the first quarter, and then last season they were second to last in the league in scoring points in the first quarter. So it was a matter of that offense starting slow. I think the injuries played into it a little bit, but I think you also have to think about the Frank Reich factor, him moving on to Indianapolis. And if you look at Indianapolis, they their offense, you know, starts to soar when Frank Reich got there. So I think getting used to Mike Groh and play calling with Doug Peterson, I think that took a little time to gel. But obviously, everyone's all the rage is about the 12 personnel. I think the Eagles are going to look to dial up 2 tight end sets a little bit more. I mean, looking at that Super Bowl run, they ran a total of 166 plays, and they stepped it up last year to about 231 plays. But I really think they're going to get a lot more creative with Dallas Goedert and Zach Ertz, using them together in perfect harmony. I think you're also going to see, you know, the Eagles like to run out of 11 personnel most of the time. But I think what really happened, I think the front office and Doug Peterson, they've all gotten together, and I think they've noticed where they were lacking in the run game. The run game really needed a jolt. You see, they brought in Jordan Howard, and they also brought in Miles Sanders. You're talking about guys that could excel at inside zone, outside zone. Miles Sanders can get to the edge and create on his own. You look at the free agency pickups of Deshaun Jackson. You know, that just shows you where the offense was lacking a deep threat and the threat of a run game. So I really think there's going to be some little added wrinkles. I actually have seen Darren Sproles and Miles Sanders used in the backfield at the same time. So there's going to be a lot of wrinkles, but I think the screen game should step up as well in 2019.
This offense starts and ends with Carson Wentz. At this point, he's a brand-name QB in the NFL and for fantasy gamers. Is potential real-life MVP candidate his upside this year? And if so, how is he going to get to that level on the field? Because if that plays out, that'll certainly mean fantasy gamers will be happy.
Well, I think Carson Wentz, I think, really has an opportunity to succeed with all the weapons around him. I think they've done a great job surrounding him with talent. I think his confidence, I think that's one key where he's got to get back to believing in what he's able to do on the field. Carson Wentz is hinted at, not being the scrambler like he was. He kind of, they wanted him to be Carson, but I think they want him to be cautious, and I think he's going to have to get used to, learning to play within the pocket a little bit more. But I think even if Carson Wentz plays within the system and takes what is given to him, he can really succeed. I mean, like I was talking about last year, the lack of a real productive run game versus this year, what I believe it will be. You're going to talk about guys that are, the running backs are going to move the chains for him and allow this offense to really flourish. I think he's got so many weapons. Like, he's got tall ball options and Alshon Jeffrey, the tight ends, and Arcega Whiteside. I mean, there's so many options down by the goal line. So I think, red zone production was really lacking. Last year, you look at that Super Bowl run, they were really amazing in the red zone. I think that's where Carson Wentz is going to make his money. I mean, last year, he was one of the lowest-ranked quarterbacks in the red zone, so I really think they really addressed their weaknesses, and I think that's where he's going to flourish in the red zone, which is going to just mean more touchdowns and fantasy points for all the players out there.
So we're drafting Carson Wentz. I think we were anyway, but I think it sounds like his upside really is there, especially with all these new guys. Are they doing anything differently to manage his health this year?
Well, I think, even with the two tight end sets, if they jazz that up a little bit more, you have extra protection. But I think, again, with a solid running game, a ground and pound with Jordan Howard, I think if you rely on that run game, you're protecting them a little bit more. And if you look back at their leading rusher from last year in Josh Adams, it's a big difference in talent. It's yet to be seen because they're really not showing too much in preseason. But I really think the running game will protect Carson Wentz. I think he's seeing things a lot faster too. Like, getting the ball out is really imperative for Carson Wentz. That's one thing last year. He tended to hold on to the ball a little bit too much and try to make things happen when things weren't really there versus taking the dump off. It's one thing. Carson's a playmaker. He wants to make the big plays versus Nick Foles. Nick Foles will dink and dunk his way and take his shots when they're there. But Carson Wentz usually likes to look for the big play. And I think if he gets anywhere close to just being a game manager, but also being that gutsy gunslinger, I think it's going to be a perfect marriage for his talents.
And for fantasy, you've mentioned this run game a couple times, and I want to get there, but I want to go to the wide receiver room next. Veterans Alshon Jeffrey and Deshaun Jackson have both been fantasy studs in the past. Do you expect either of these guys to have a high level of production, or will offensive balance bring down their ceilings?
Well, I think, Alshon, it could bring down his ceiling a little bit, because I do think he's like, I think in a whole, it's just awesome to have all this kind of talent. Now, I've been following the Eagles for so long, and this is one of the most stacked offensive units I've seen in a long time. But their skill sets don't really match each other. They're all different kind of skill sets. So I think it's versus different situations. Situationally, I think, you can take advantage of teams. Like, if they want to ground a pound or, a chain move with, RPOs and such, I think Alshon Jeffrey's going to really eat. You know, he's going to there's going to be a lot more space. I think with the two tight end sets and those guys attacking the seams, I think Alshon Jeffrey will get those one-on-one matchups a lot more. They've had Dallas Goedert in line, and they moved Zach Ertz out. And then that, you know, Zach Ertz gets usually that shell. So it leaves Alshon Jeffrey with a lot of one-on-one matchups, which is really successful for him. I've seen a lot of plays last season where that's where he won. But I think Alshon Jeffrey should still get those touchdown grabs. He is still the 50-50 monster. But I think his numbers might dip a little bit, but I think his touchdown production could step up. Now, you know, DeSean Jackson, their chemistry, him and Wentz, they've been pretty hot in camp. I think Carson Wentz still has to get his arc under the football a little bit more, some more air under it. He likes to throw that ball with some force, but I think they've been pretty successful during the off season. But I think DeSean Jackson is really going to shock some folks. He's been killing it in camp. He's burning all the DBs. Hardly anyone can cover him. I think he's a little bit more of a nuanced route runner than he was the first time that he was here in Philly. I think, you know, they're going to use him on screens, end arounds, in gadget plays. I think he's really going to surprise some folks. And he's a guy that I've been targeting in a lot of fantasy leagues.
We are on the same page. I have so much DeSean Jackson. It's crazy. And this is information that's getting me pumped up.
There you go.
So thank you so much. I love hearing the DeSean Jackson buzz and hype.
I mean, they were trying to run an end around with him last night in the preseason game. So it's just, I was like, why are they doing that? But, you know, I think DeSean Jackson is like the jolt of energy that this offense needed for spatial purposes. So for all those guys that have shares of Zach Ertz, just he's going to open up that space and push those safeties back. For the last couple of years, they've really just paid attention to Zach Ertz in that space. But now just having DeSean Jackson on the field, it makes those safeties think twice about even like moving closer into the box.
I have a Nelson Aguilar question slated next, but I kind of want to blow by it and go right to J.J. Arcega-Whiteside. And I say Arcega because I was listening to the broadcast and Ross Tucker was really making sure he said it that way.
Yeah. I like to call him Sega. Fegatron.
Fegatron.
Fegatron, yep.
He had an incredible night in the third preseason game. Dynasty gamers love him. He's coming onto the radar of redraft gamers. Let's just give the people what they want, which is some hardcore J.J. Arcega-Whiteside content.
I think, you know, he's a guy that, you know, he dominates at the catch point. You know, you're talking a guy who dominated his last season in college, had the same amount of numbers of contested catches as his jersey. I had like 19. He was just really dominant. And the way that he used his body, the way that he boxes out defensive backs, I wanted to see how that would translate to the NFL. And so far, so good. You know, he's been pretty dominant in camp. He had slow first week of camp, but ever since then, he's really just picked it up. He's been making catches. He had like a long touchdown his first week, but it was kind of a fluky touchdown play. And then all of a sudden, he just broke out. He's been making catches. He's been catching everything. And the thing I've liked about Fegatron, just the fundamentals of him catching the football, high pointing the ball, using his body to box out defenders. You can see last night against Jimmy Smith and Tony Jefferson catching that slant over the middle, getting up and just dominating at the catch point. He showed some run after catch ability yesterday. A couple weeks back in the opening preseason game, coming back to the quarterback on the scramble drill, he missed a post. If the quarterback, if Sutfeld threw it perfect, it would have been an amazing post route, but the ball was just a little bit out of his reach. He dove with one hand. It would have been the greatest one-hand catch we've seen in a while, but he's been flashing the last couple weeks, and everyone's really excited about his gameplay. Only thing, in he's got Alshon Jeffrey, he's got, DeSean Jackson, the two tight ends. They could use Arcega-Whiteside down by the goal line. I really think they're going to, implement that tall ball. You know, you talk about two tight ends that are 6'5", 6'4", Alshon around 6'3", and I'll take a Whiteside around 6'2.5", whatever. Those are going to be amazing options down by the goal line for Carson Wentz. And I it's really pick your poison, but I think they're going to find a role for him down in the red zone.
So we're expecting him to maybe be on the field a little more this year than we thought.
I think so. I mean, especially, you know, he's really just an injury away from really getting some play time. And you never know if the Eagles even try to trade Nelson Aguilar or something. There's so many mouths to feed, but I think, you know, they could play him from the slot if they wanted to. I think he's got that ability, but I think he's going to be a situational player that should dominate down in the red zone. I think I don't see why, you know, if they feel like they want to, you know, use that size advantage. I think if you have to take out DeSean Jackson down by the goal line, I think that's a reasonable option.
He's definitely a part of the future of this team. And so is another guy they took in the draft, and running back Miles Sanders. Let's get to that room next. We've got veteran Jordan Howard in there. We've also got Darren Sproles kicking the tires, Corey Coleman, Josh Adams, Boston Scott, Donald Pumphrey is somehow still around. It's really mind-blowing to me, to be honest. Can you help fantasy gamers make sense of how this is going to shake out onto the field, both in the short term and in the long term for the Dynasty listeners?
Well, I mean, I actually was involved in the Eagles Autism Challenge this year, and I went, I ended up bumping into Deuce Staley, the running backs, Eagles running back coach, and I really got in his ear, and I was like, I really need to hear from your lips. I said, is Miles Sanders the real deal? He said, he's like, believe me, he said, Miles Sanders is the real deal. So I was like, all right, I'll take your word for it. But the way that he said it was really convincing. And then, you know, I got to attend one of the private practices 2 weeks ago, and just talking with Jimmy Kempsky and getting a vibe from him. He said he's the most explosive back that the Eagles have by far. He doesn't see why he shouldn't be starting sooner than later. I feel like the foundational piece would be Jordan Howard, just to get, you know, Miles Sanders' feet wet slowly. You have Jordan Howard to be the foundational guy on you know, the first and second downs, but I think you could slowly implement Miles Sanders into the game. And I don't see why he's not going to start sooner than later. But I really think I've seen him from in practice. He's flashed. That jump cut keeps popping up. I put a video up on Twitter. The jump cut was like he did it in like one of the open practices. Saquon Barkley actually retweeted it, and Miles Sanders retweeted it. And it just shows a little bit of what, you know, all the beat writers have been talking about, the flashing of the jump cut and his ability to change direction has been pretty nice. It's like when you see someone do it like naturally, he's a natural hand catching the football. Like you look at a guy like Josh Adams, who's struggling to make the roster, guys that are, you know, struggling to catch the footballs in the open space, versus a guy like Miles Sanders, who can give you that three down back that Eagle fans have been looking for since like Shady, the guys that can stay on the field. I think, you know, Miles Sanders can give you that. He can play in the screen game. The thing they were talking about him that would maybe prevent him from being on the field would be the blocking. The pass blocking has been superb so far. But, you know, Jordan Howard, he's going to have his cake and eat it too down by the goal line. I think that's the only thing that might deter some fans from drafting me a little bit earlier. But I really feel like at some point Miles Sanders is going to take over that backfield.
So it sounds like we're drafting Miles Sanders aggressively in Dynasty and in redraft.
I've had two fantasy drafts the last 2 days, and I got him in the fifth round. He went, yeah. And then I went in another draft. He got drafted in the fifth round as well. So people are, you know, drafting him earlier, like a round earlier than where he's slated to go.
Yeah, that's definitely shot up. I got him in round 7 on Monday. And I was pretty excited about that, actually. So, yeah, if we're... Listen, the word is getting out. And if you're listening to this podcast, you hear why. Grab Miles Sanders. Okay. This is usually the part of the show where it hits the skids because we're coming to the tight ends. But in Philly, there's actually a lot to talk about. We got Zach Ertz. We got second man Dallas Goedert. There's plenty of value in this room. Are we expecting another season of dominance from Ertz? And it sounds like, from the way you've been talking, we should expect a big year for Goddard as well.
Yeah, I mean, I think Zach Ertz, you know, I always go back to the quote from Mike Vick when he said, watching a young Zach Ertz play, he knew that he was going to be great. And he's only told like three or four players that, you know, that they'd be great. He's like, he just saw it right away. Last season, we saw that breakout season that we all were expecting. One that I was expecting from Zach Ertz. I think he got a lot of targets and a lot of love from Carson Wentz. I think it's going to be tough to match that kind of, you know, record-breaking season. I do think with all the weapons in place, I think you're going to have to spread the wealth a little bit more. But I think, you know, even Alshon Jeffrey had mentioned, you know, a quote had got out about, you know, Zach Ertz being a little bit target heavy. I think he really did get a lot of targets from Carson Wentz. Something that we've seen following the Eagles for a long time. It's Carson Wentz, we call it the eye bang. Like he's just staring at Zach Ertz a lot down by the goal line. But I think you can use that to your benefit, and I think Goddard can really succeed. And the same with Alshon. But I think Zach Ertz is still going to get those targets. And like I said before, you know, with them stepping up the use of two tight end sets, I think, you know, you're going to see Dallas Goedert in line, and you could see where they're going to take Zach Ertz, motion him outside, get him one-on-one with, like, nickel defenders or cornerbacks or safeties, and he abuses safeties at his will. You know, he cuts down his splits, and then he runs, like, short little out routes. The way that his route-running game is very nuanced, I think he's a really solid route runner, and his spatial awareness is awesome. And I think if they're going to really step up those two tight end sets, I think there's an opportunity for both him and Dallas Goedert to eat. And it's just a matter of Carson Wentz really spreading the wealth.
But it sounds like, especially for Ertz, the targets will still be there, and it sounds like Goddard is going to have a lot more opportunity as well. So we should be eye banging that draft button on these guys.
Yeah, well, the practice that I went to, the private practice, I got to see a lot of the goal line downs, and Dallas Goedert was catching a lot of the balls down there. I saw Carson Wentz overthrow him on one occasion. I was trying to catch the ball. I almost caught it myself, but this lady kicked the ball all the way, and I was like, lady, I could have caught the ball. It would have been amazing. But, you know, Dallas Goedert is getting the attention down there, so I'm excited. And I feel like they're resting him right now. He had, like, a calf strain, so he shut down for preseason, they shut him down last week. So we'll see him opening day, though.
Well, Gail, this is why we're here. We're talking to guys who are at camp, and you actually almost caught a pass at Eagles training camp. It doesn't get more in the moment than that, so thank you so much. I'm going to get you out of here on a hot take. This is the hot take portion of the show. What is your boldest fantasy prediction for the Eagles in 2019?
Boldest? I believe Miles Sanders will be starting by week four. I'll be the starting back by week four. And I think DeSean Jackson is going to be the breakout player for the Eagles. Like, he's going to have an amazing season for the Eagles.
You can't see me right now, but I am fist pumping very, very hard.
I just think they've been trying to address this deep vertical threat. The last 3 years, you're looking at Torrey Smith, you know, and you're looking at Mike Wallace, and now they really put their money where their mouth is, and they wouldn't have brought him in if they weren't planning to utilize him. You know, like DeSean Jackson's mom, like, follows me, for some reason on Twitter, and I want to like ask her personally, like, hey, do you got any intel for me? Like, are they gonna throw to Deshaun Jackson on the first play of the opener? Because I feel like those are the kind of plays and those are the kind of shots that are gonna really ignite the link. I mean, those kind of plays that everyone's waiting for, and I really feel like it's that home run threat this whole offense has been missing. So I really think it's going to be a breakout season for Sean.
Well, I really think that there is no one better equipped or more knowledgeable to talk about the Eagles than you, sir. Thank you for coming on. Please tell everyone where they can find all your stuff.
You can find our podcast, Fourth and John, is on NBC Sports Podcast. You can find us there at NBC Philadelphia. We're at fourthandjohn.com. You can find Fourth and John on all your social media outlets and on all the podcast outlets. You can find me on Twitter at Eagle Sessions. And, you know, I really talk football. I talk, you know, like Eagles 24/7. And we keep it light, too. We do a lot of memes out there. You know, we like to crack jokes. But it's a lifestyle. Fourth and John is all about Eagles, and we have meetups. So if you guys are at an Eagle game, you want to hang out with, you know, don't have anyone to hang out with, or your second family, come down to the tailgate, have a good time. Bud Light sponsors us, so we do have free beer there. We have free food for our visitors. But it's all about meeting good people and meeting really good Eagle fans and just hanging out with diehards 24/7.
I love it. I want to go to Philly. I want to get free beer and hang out. And I'm going to be following all your stuff.
I'm holding you to it, David.
All right. Thank you so much. Well, until next year, have a great season.
All right. All right. Thanks, David.
Thank you.
Have a good one.
All right. Bye.
Miles Sanders, real deal. You are now dialed in.